Hello, we're going
to start the lesson, the reading of a source excerpt in the approach to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. You can find the study material on our website or on the study materials button in the Arvut system. You can also click send a question, and chosen questions relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson.
So let's read the excerpt that they prepared for us. Number 19, right?
Yes, excerpt 19 from Rabash.
Please.
First, one must see if he has the strength to come to be able to act with the aim to bestow contentment upon the Creator. Then, when he has already come to realize that he cannot achieve it by himself, that person focuses his Torah and mitzvot on a single point, which is that the light in it reforms him, that this will be the only reward that he wants from the Torah and mitzvot. In other words, the reward for his labor will be for the Creator to give him this strength called the power of bestowal.
Yes, that is, there are stages here, as we see that at first, every person, doesn't matter who he is, he wants by his own forces to attain the goal that he has before him. The goal keeps changing a little bit each time. It takes on a different form, a different characteristic. And the person, each time, as he wants to attain this goal that seemingly becomes new, so he changes. He has greater intellect, more emotion, more experience, more disappointment. And this is how he advances, until he starts to understand, and it takes a lot of time to each and every one, depending on one's effort, but it takes a lot of time, usually, until a person starts to understand that attaining the goal does not depend on him, but rather as much as the Creator will help him. That it depends on the Creator's goodwill. Then he can actually advance towards the purpose of creation, the purpose of his life. And in what does the Creator help him? This is what they say here. The light in it reforms him. That the Creator brings some light, some power, and the person then begins more and more to feel, to understand, to discover, to arrange these things such that he already sees before him some path through cause and consequence that it opens before him. And then according to that, he already begins to realize it, that on this path there are stages that he has to go through, which are coming closer to the friends, and together with the friends to create special forces, united and special forces that bring him closer to the goal. That in this goal he starts to see it not as his personal success as it was in the beginning, but rather he starts to see a common success, that it is impossible to achieve the goal unless through all of us connecting as one point. We become as one point. And inside this one point, this connection at one point between them, then they start to attain the goal. So the goal is shared, it's common to all of them, and it cannot be that there is here something that does not depend on any one of the friends, but rather everyone depends on everyone. What we call Avut Hadadit, mutual responsibility. And only through the Arvut, through increasing the Arvut, the connection, such that there is no difference between them, but rather we're all important, we're all united, then they reach a state where in the connection between them, in the effort to connect between them, they reach a state where they give the Creator a place to bestow, to bring His bestowal, His influence. And then the effort from below meets with the Creator's action from above. And then the Creator can build for them the vessel and be revealed in the vessel. This is how we should see this process. Certainly, it takes time for each and everything because it doesn't depend on the intellect. It depends on the efforts that a person makes from the inner point in his soul. There are those who reach it quickly, there are those who reach it more slowly, they understand more or they understand less. This is how it is in each and every one, in his mind and his heart. Eventually, we need to reach a state where both the mind and the heart, they all come together from each and every friend into such a group where they can already discover the Creator above themselves. This is what I can say about this excerpt for the time being. I don't see any questions, so we can continue. Maybe we should read another excerpt.
We'll read excerpt 20. Before one is rewarded with emerging from self-love and doing everything in order to bestow, called Lishma, for her sake, although he learns all these matters as they are, they are only names without any clarification, meaning that he has no attainment in those things that he is learning, since he has no knowledge about the material of the upper roots, called the holy names, or Sfirot and Partsufim, which is plural of Partsuf. We can learn the upper matters, called the wisdom of Kabbalah, only by way of Sgula, remedy, since they can bring a person desire and yearning to adhere to the Creator because of the Kedusha, holiness, of the matters that speak of the holy names. Shuf.
Shuf. Again.
20. Before one is rewarded with emerging from self-love and doing everything in order to bestow, called Lishmi, for her sake, although he learns all these matters as they are, they are only names without any clarification, meaning that he has no attainment in those things that he is learning, since he has no knowledge about the material of the upper roots, called the holy names, or Sfirot and Partsufim, and we can learn the upper matters called the wisdom of Kabbalah only by way of Sgula, remedy, since they can bring a person desire and yearning to adhere to the Creator because of the Kedusha, the holiness of the matters that speak of the holy names.
Yes, we see here two, several stages that we have to go through, right? That at first we study and we have no explanation, no understanding of what we study, and we depict, instead of the true things, we depict something that we are capable of understanding and depicting to ourselves, establishing for ourselves. This is what he says. Since we have no knowledge about the material, the substance of the upper roots called the holy names or Sfirot and Partsufim, but as we study, then bit by bit, as a result of our work in the study, because we nevertheless are focusing on it and we want to understand these things, we want to attain them in an intellectual manner. That's on one hand, and on the other hand, that we nevertheless are working on the connection between us as much as we're able to complete each other. And this is that special segula, remedy or power that is in the study. That if I want to connect with the others, if I begin to understand that the gaps between us, the Creator created them, as it says, I created the evil inclination, that He shattered the vessel that was truly homogeneous. It was a single vessel. And the fact that He broke the vessel, that gave us an opportunity to yearn to bring the vessel back to its united form as it was prior to the shattering. And then as much as we yearn to bring ourselves back to that form of one, accordingly, we awaken that light that used to fill the vessel when it was whole, when it was still as the vessel of Adam HaRishon. And later on, we reach that. This is called a segula, virtue or remedy. That we want, by uniting all of our broken pieces, we want to discover the Creator. So there is an additional thing here. Seemingly, what was there before is that we were broken, but we had some connection between us, but we didn't feel that we were connected because this was our natural state. Whereas when we now yearn to bring ourselves back to connection, then we already want to reach the essence of the connection, which is the Creator. And that's the reason why the vessel was broken and the need for why it needs to be restored. Kiev.
All our work is in our awareness, meaning we're connecting, we have fundamentals of the work in the group, we have a framework. And what exactly is the remedy here?
Sgula means that if I do something, then in my deed there is nothing, but because I exist in a special system of the friends and with the Creator, so through my actions, I awaken some upper force that is hidden inside of the connection between us, which I yearn for. And therefore, there is some additional force here that is operating and is arranging things, without which things would not work out. And this is the Creator. By us wanting to connect between us, we build the system in which the Creator is revealed. That as much as we make an effort to be connected, according to that, we awaken the force of the Creator, which is one for everyone, and He then connects us, He fills us, He arranges everything, This is called the revelation of the Creator to the created being. So it turns out that it's not that we just need to see ourselves connected, united. We want to discover the essence of our connection, which is called the Creator. Okay, Kiev.
What's called the Creator? It's revealed as a miracle, something whole, something sudden.
Bit by bit, we discover more and more. Even now, it is revealed more and more, but we do not yet discover it. We don't feel it. We cannot detect the revelation of the Creator that is done more and more. But later on, it reaches such dimensions, such degrees, where we begin to feel the force that is connecting us, establishing us, arranging us in a special way between us in order to be revealed in us in actuality. From the side of the Creator, there are many actions. He needs to restore the vessel from the shattering to correction so that this correction will be according to our efforts, according to our ability, that we will advance in the connections between us such that the essence of the connection from the side of the vessel and the light that is revealed inside of this vessel, the Creator, they will be in congruence and they will give us stages of advancement so that we will feel that each time we are, as it is called, I to my beloved, my beloved to me, that we are yearning for the Creator and the Creator is coming closer to us.
Spain too.
Buenos días, querido Rab. Rab, me gustaría poder entender mejor cuando dice el caballero.
Good day, dear Rav. I'd like to understand better when the Kabbalist says the state Lishma, meaning the propitious place where we attain the names of the Creator without explanation. Like, what do you mean by this?
The names of the Creator, this means all kinds of forms of connection between us in which we discover our mutual nearing and we scrutinize the Creator. Come and see. This is how it is called, that the connection between us is comes and is renewed, it becomes formed. And this is our work. Therefore, the Creator, what is Boe? Boe, come and see, right? He is called Boe. Come and advance in the connection with the others towards an inner connection as much as possible. And by that, when you do the Bo, come, you reach it, then you will see Boe, how you discover more and more the force of connection, the force of unity that exists in the Bo, come, in your nearing to the others. Certainly it doesn't happen on its own, but only on the condition that we want it and we act for it and we ask that it will happen.
Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Свет, возвращающий к источнику, он действует так же, как и вот то, что мы называем...
The light that reforms, it operates in the same manner, like what we read, or like what we call it, the good environment, as Rabash described that we need to be towards the group, meaning that if I know towards the upper one with the quality bestowal, if I want to enlarge it, meaning according to the same principles of the work in the group, in the environment, then this light operates in me in return?
That is right. Yes.
So there's no miracle or some miracle like that the light operates on me and it corrects me, right?
A miracle means something that we don't understand how it is happening. It's above us. Therefore, our whole progress In the spiritual process, it's all a miracle. Why? Because I don't know how it is working. I need to connect. Fine. I study the stages of the commutation between us. As much as we connect more and more in all kinds of different forms, but how do I, by that, activate a great, entire, complete system which is revealed gradually, and it swallows us up, and it is revealed to us? That I attain only following many degrees. The most important thing for us is to do. But you asked nicely. Turkey too.
Lo shomim, Turkey too.
Good morning.
Turkey too, we don't hear you.
And friends, a question from our friend. How should we glorify the desire and longing given to us to become one with the Creator? How exactly do we come to this prayer?
About this, it is written, envy, lust, and honor bring a person out of this world. Out of the world, meaning from the degree that he's on, to a degree which is even higher. So that if he develops envy, lust, and honor, so that he shouldn't think that these are negative things. The Creator didn't create anything negative, but rather he created everything for the sake of, for the higher purpose, for the final point. So that without these qualities, whatever they are, even the worst ones, we will not be able to reach the final goal. Therefore, do not erase envy or lust or honor. As it says that authors or counters, envy increases wisdom, honor, it's the honor of the friends, then the glory of the Creator. Maybe I'm not in that. There are all kinds of different forms. All of these discernments have all kinds of specialized discernments from different directions. And honor or the glory, the person, or the honor or respect of the Creator, or the glory of the goal. Envy, lust, and honor. Those three discernments direct us to the correct, to the right goal.
Beseder.
Okay.
PT 31. In the beginning of the lesson, you said that our progress is dependent on the Creator. And the question is it dependent on the Creator that along with this now we're in the period of preparation, that there's no fulfillment, and yet there's no fulfillment from something rich? So the question is, how do we successfully go through this period?
I think that I need to look at the others and not to repress, but rather to awaken within me the envy, which the Creator created it truly deliberately in the right way, so that we will let our envy, we will give it the right form of competition in the attainment of the goal, so that we will understand that without that we will not reach anything. I saw many people who bring their children to athletic groups, small ones, on small children, let's say the age of 10 and so on. And the children there begin to train. And then they have between them envy, they have competition between them, they have all kinds of of forces where a person has to awaken his ego. So why do we want that? And also with respect to the sages or wise people, it says authors, envy increases wisdom. So it's good to have envy. It's a good force. Seemingly it's a bad force. We just need to reveal mutual help and mercy, but no, specifically envy, lust, and honor. They elevate a person from his degree to a higher degree. Envy, lust, and honor, negative things, right? That a person wants to attain. Why is that? Because we just have to realize, what are we doing it for? What is the benefit? What is the purpose of my advancement in envy, in lust, and in honor? It is seemingly, these are negative dispositions. It would be better off if the Creator wouldn't create them inside of us. But no, there is nothing inside of a person in everything that we feel throughout our life, from all the dispositions and thoughts, the worst ones, they all awaken because these dispositions exist in creation, in the beginning of the path, and in the end of the path, they just become completed, they complement each other, and they reach the peak of the correct usage of them. Therefore, do not be embarrassed that you have all kinds of such qualities, dispositions that are seemingly not so nice. About this, it says, go to the craftsman that made me, that you should turn to the Creator, that He did that to you, and ask for corrections. And the correct Creator will arrange it for you. First, He will show you also what is the right form, that too you do not know. And He will give you a desire to ask for the right form, and this is how you will advance. So we shouldn't regret the fact that we have within us all kinds of qualities and desires that are bad. This is entirely not to the point, to the contrary. The more bad, difficult things are revealed, do not be embarrassed by them, but rather see them as means by which to reach a higher goal. One who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. The greater the inclination is, then you have a greater goal ahead of you. We just have to be concerned that you will relate correctly to the implementation. Yes.
These
vessels are strong vessels, we were talking about, right? Envy, lust, honor.
Yes, they include our entire evil inclination. Our whole evil inclination is operated through envy, lust, and honor. But along with that, envy, lust, and honor is what connects between us. We're not talking about envy, lust, and honor on the corporeal degrees that one wolf has some piece of meat and the other wolf doesn't have it, so he's envious of the first one who has it. We're not talking about such things. We're talking on the human level. On a human level, envy, lust, and honor, it elevates a person, makes him jump high to develop, to make of himself a greater, higher person, more determined, a higher person.
Ken.
Yes.
I noticed really that if we know how to touch this point in each person, right, they have this point of envy, lust, honor, and that in every person, if you can touch this, you can drive them forward. How do we do this practically in the 10? Like, how can 10 help each friend in this topic?
No. The 10 only needs to care that each and every one have the possibility to connect with the others, with the friends, and to turn to the Creator such that everyone will be able to implement, to realize the opportunity that they have. And once they start developing in this way, they will see how much they belong to each other, that whatever is revealed in one, there's something opposite, corresponding to that in the second one, in the third one, in the fourth one, until they begin through these inclinations to see themselves that they are becoming closed together as if, or locked, as if with a lock. How will you say that? That they join in such a way that each one enters into the other, and all together they establish a single vessel. Okay. So, Ita 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. Cosa è più importante per il lavoro spirituale? La mia intenzione oppure la costruzione?
It's more important for a spiritual work. My intention, the work in the group that will influence me.
Well, this is important and that is important. My intention is important for me because it is about the precision of my appeal through the group to the Creator. That's the intention, that this is how I have to establish myself. How do I, through the group, reach the Creator? How do I establish the group so that it brings me the image of the Creator? So that all the friends, when they connect, and I feel their attitude to me and also to the path and also to the Creator as the goal, so I get the right direction, guidance in life without me being connected correctly to the group. In this way, I have no possibility to take one step forward. Okay?
Ita 4. Tov.
Sì, Rav, grazie.
Verse, Dragamor. Yofi.
All right.
As imken,
if so, maybe we should already read Michael. Maybe we should read 21 also.
Keta 21. Kshadam lomed
et Excerpt 21. When a person learns the upper matters in order for it to bring him closer to Kedusha, it causes a nearing of the lights. This means that this learning will cause him to thereby be rewarded with aiming all his actions in order to bestow. This is called work in the manner of preparation, where he prepares himself to be worthy of entering the king's palace and to adhere to him.
Yes. This means that in our study, we should always have the intention that this will invert our relation to what we study and to the Creator and to the group, so that I'll relate to all of the things that are outside of me as the most important thing, that I want to adhere to it, to truly glue myself to it in heart and soul, so that The study will give me this adhesion so that I lose myself and I will only want to feel them. Why is it good that I actually lose myself? In truth, I do not lose myself. I only begin to feel them inside of me. This is what it means to lose myself. The vessel doesn't disappear, the desire doesn't disappear, the connection does not disappear, but rather I want to entirely format myself, my will to receive according to the group, according to the friends. And in this way, that they will clothe over me. This is what I expect. That they will clothe over me and will arrange for me my will to receive in such a way that I will be able to be in a complete connection with them. And inside of that, I discover the Creator. I don't know if I spoke clearly, but go ahead and ask.
Well,
if there are no questions, then we will move on to the women quickly. If there are any questions there.
Yeah, there are a few.
I'm sure there are questions. The women understand it. They receive this material in a very special way, and I'm very happy that they participate in our lessons. Yes, please.
Question from Mach 21. Is there a difference between the light that reforms and the remedy?
There are a few discernments in that. I'm not sure if it's worthwhile to get into it. The reforming light is the entire light that is operating for the time being on the vessel that is undergoing corrections. There is no difference in the light. There's only a difference in the preparation of the vessel for the influence of the light. And therefore we call it the reforming light. From the side of the Creator, no special reforming light comes, and in general these lights that come to us, it is us in our relation who seemingly draw them or choose them. But they, these influences operate in a gradual manner. This is how they need to act. More? A question from Chile. One. Rav, if a person works on developing envy towards the friends, how can he shield himself, protect himself from negative envy and develop positive envy?
I need always to be in two lanes, let's say. In one, as much as I have smarter friends, more successful ones, more advanced ones, I need to be happy because together with them, I advance to the goal. And even that I'm in this group, I'm the smallest one, but along with this, along with them, I will reach.
Yeah.
Let's say you're given the opportunity to enter some research group, some very big, important, high university, or you're given the opportunity to enter some group that's learning just maybe incidentally. It all depends what you're choosing. On this it's written that it's better to be the tail for the lions than the head of the foxes. That's clear. So thus, we always need to make the effort to belong to the more bigger, important group. And in the group that we are in, that we should awaken this drive, this importance of the goal more and more. The group is measured not according to how much it is advancing, rather where does it want to advance to? Meaning, what is its direction, its dream? According to this, we check. Because all don't have forces, understanding, nothing. All are broken, empty. But nonetheless, out of our breaking, we can locate, detect the goal. According to this, we check a person. Also in our life, corporeally, more or less, besides to this that each one has different corporeal conditions, right? Money, intellect, some other means, but nonetheless, we appreciate a person according to his North Star. Where does he want to reach? What is he truly yearning for? That's how it is. Yes, Internet.
W4, they're asking how to use lust.
Honor or lust?
Lust. Lust.
Can't hear.
Lust, Rav.
Bitava?
Ken.
Last?
Yes.
איך להשתמש בתאווה?
How to use lust? This we need to learn. This we need to reach. We need to open excerpts on the lust of man. There are excerpts. We'll learn them. Otherwise, we'll fall to corporeal lusts. Money, honor, sex, knowledge, honor. These are all very small, corporeal, beastly lusts. We'll think about this. I was to say, we need to gather the material for this. Next.
PT 6, you said that the worst desires and thoughts are also a means to reach the high goal. How to use them correctly? Because for the time being, it only deflects us from thinking about the goal.
We come from the shattering. We're all broken. We're all criminals. In none of us, there is nothing good. Nothing. Each one wants to show himself that he is good, and that he wants to be closer to the others, and he wants for the benefit of everyone and all this. That's how we are operated from our self-defense force. That we feel in such a manner, I am protecting myself in the most correct manner. But not that that's what I truly want. If my ego was revealed in its full power, then I would ruin everyone, kill everyone, clean the field, I'd remain alone on this planet Earth. That's it. And thus, we need to understand what are the changes that we need to receive on ourselves.
USA 3.
USA 3. Do we bestow to the friends when we put them inside of ourselves or influence them?
If I incorporate all the friends in me, in this I am making the first correction on them. and how much I am capable. They don't feel it practically, but I already prepare them for correction. And that's how each one of us on the other, on the others. And thus, it's worthwhile for us to reach a state that the whole world, I will feel that it's connected to me, and I will be ready to work for it, to pray for it, and to advance as such. It brings very big corrections, if I will think so, in this manner about everyone.
PT6. What is the honor that brings a person out of this world?
That depends on the degree a person is in. But in each and every degree that we go through, self-respect, the honor of the group, of the world, the honor of the Creator, there's more to this, yes. The honor of the nation and all of humanity, women, men. We need to see by what forces we can advance. And we will see that there is nothing that was just created for nothing, just so. Envy, lust, honor, hate, rejection, whatever you may say, all these things have a place in the whole system, that in the whole system, all the opposing, most evil forces, they specifically operate together with the good forces. As it's written, the angel of death is destined to be the holy angel. There's nothing good about all these things. This the Creator created in me. This is me. And on this it's written, go to the artist that has made me. Go to him to reveal the corrections on the evil things that he created. And he's doing it intentionally, that you will turn to him, find a connection with him, and learn from him how from this evil to do good. You're not at fault that you're evil. The Creator said, I have created the evil inclination. We just need not to conceal it. Don't conceal. And thus, look what's written on the students of Rabbi Shimon, that they wanted to kill one another. The students of Rabbi Shimon, who reached the degree of Atzilut, yeah, that when they began the lesson that's revealed to them, more of the shattering, then they feel themselves that they want to kill one another. These are very big things. We need to understand that all that we feel is still just the beginning of the path only. More and more evil will be revealed, and we need to be happy. Because in the revelation of the evil, as Bala Sulam writes in his letter, that I have been happy, enjoy in the privilege, in the revelation of the wicked, because this that they are not revealed, then we are in zero hope for their correction. Next.
What does it mean to turn to the Creator together in the tent?
Again?
What does it mean to turn to the Creator together in the tent?
What does it turn together to the Creator in the tent? It's not called that we sit together or have some praying of 10 people praying together, called a midyan. But then, yes, the attitude is correct and strong. Rather, that in everything that we are doing, in every moment, we want to keep on the connection between us as a 10. Because then, surely we are reaching the entrance to the Creator. Surely we are awakening in lack to answer us, necessarily, by necessity. And he answers. He answers precisely in the same manner that we turn to him. In this, that we connect between us, we build this line of connection to him. And in that same line of connection, he returns his response, his answer. And this is the matter of the restriction and the screen, reflected light, that becomes a vessel for the reception of the direct light. And already in this, we are building our new spiritual state.
Okay.
That's it, Rav. Thanks.
Okay, wonderful. So we've finished with these excerpts for now.
You have Moscow 3, Rav?
Moscow 3.
Oh, Moscow 3. Okay.
Доброе утро, Рав. Если, простите, такую наглость, два вопроса. А если есть вот зависть...
I apologize for my audacity. I have two questions. If I feel envy towards you, towards your high degree, for the fact that you're doing great things in the world, did you have also envy towards Rabash and Bala Sulam, and did it help your development and your advancement?
I cannot say that I was full of envy for Rabash, or even more so to say, but Bala Sulam. I felt myself very small compared to them. Compared to Bala Sulam, I don't know. But next to Rabash, I just simply felt that there is nothing to do here. That there's me and there's him. And envy, I don't know, I didn't feel so much envy because I saw a person who is so huge in attainment that, I mean, where can you find someone with attainment? And he's already in a different world. And what's happening there, he feels. And is in a direct connection with the Creator. And I am here in my corporeal lusts. And there is no foundation for envy. It's too much. It's like a little kid. Can he be envious of some adult, wise person? It's not the same envy that we're usually talking about. Were you talking about envy that there is some grasp in the upper degree, that you are envious that you haven't yet reached it? But that's not envy. Envy by us is that you are grasping in something of what you're envious of. Me next to Rabash, I felt nonetheless, well, not all the time. There were times that we were, he gave me the opportunity to be close to his degree, but we'll reach this. What's next?
Вы вчера сказали такую фразу, что Гмар Тикун может наступить вот хоть.
Yesterday you said this statement that Gmar Tikun, the end of correction, can come here and now. We have this holiday, Lag BaOmer, the holiday of light, and we feel an awakening.
What
now, what other ingredient is our group missing so that this transition will take place? So we will reach the end of correction for us and for the whole world. What else is required?
Thank you.
We in the correction of our vessels that Lag BaOmer symbolizes for us a very important stage of correction. We reach a state that we are ready to be in the force of bestow, in the force of Bina. And in this, we are preparing our vessel in light of Chasadim, and thus Lag BaOmer symbolizes for us a very huge stage in the correction of the vessels, that we reach the degree of Bina. And from then, after this, we reach Matan Torah, which is after Shavuot, yes, from Lag BaOmer to Shavuot. Then from there, we reveal the second half of the vessel, and in Shavuot, we already receive all this upper light called Torah. So these stages we learn, we make an effort to come closer to them, and we hope that that's how it will occur. It surely does occur. We see already, according to understanding and sensation, that nonetheless there are some changes. But what's missing for us, nonetheless, is to be in an appeal, in a plea to the Creator. We lack prayer, that each one will pray from himself, but for everyone. Because the state that we are in is called the last generation. It's the general correction of the entire vessel of Adam HaRishon. And we need to pray on all of humanity that it will reach the revelation of the Creator.
We said that
the revelation of the Creator will reach it. Okay?
Rab, are we capable of this according to your view? Can we do it?
If we weren't worthy, we wouldn't have received what we have received. If we were already worthy of receiving the correction, then we will already be in correction. So, meaning we are on the way. Moscow 7.
In Moscow
7. Эту же тему разбираю, Раф. Вот.
To continue the same topic, yesterday I had a conversation with two friends from two different tents. They shared with me their pains, that they do not succeed in seeing the greatness of the friends, of being envious of them, because it seems to them that those friends don't understand the framework, they don't turn on their webcams, they don't fulfill the tasks you give us, and I also feel that pain. So what would you advise to such friends who are trying, making efforts, but they don't see in their tent the same impression, the inspirations, and they have nothing to grip onto, therefore.
On one hand, nothing we could do, it will come. On the other hand, we need to understand that my progress is not dependent on this, that I feel that I'm advancing, rather how much I can support others in order that they will advance. That's called in order to bestow. And that's all our work. If they think that they are behind some black screen, that they don't even show themselves to others, and then this is they're lowering the impression of the friends, then they're really doing an opposite form. They're hurting themselves and everyone. I don't understand it. Why do I have to get up and do everything and prepare myself and appear before you? And they think they don't have to. And we talk about this many times. I don't want to talk about it so much, really. Rather, what can we do? If a person doesn't hear, he doesn't hear. Just as he was born, That's how he will die. The arvut, the mutual guarantee, is the most necessary thing that we have. There's no more than this. And how much I am helping others. That's it, especially the friends. The 10, our general vessel. If I cannot awaken all these that are before me now on the screen, then I cannot be calm. I cannot calm down, meaning I need to see them and to send them out of my heart a message to awaken, to connect. If I'm not doing this, I'm not performing the correction of the system of Adam HaRishon.
USA, San Francisco.
USA, San Francisco.
Rob, I heard you say that to lose myself means that I feel the friends inside of me. But this is how I feel them. So where's the actual points of connection? Does it all take place inside of me?
All is inside you. Everything is inside a man. The entire world. A person is called a small world.
How does it happen that if I include the friends inside of me, I heard you say that if I include the friends in me, that I make the first correction on them.
This I cannot say. There's a lot of manners, a lot of facets to this. We need to understand that it's not so much important to us how it occurs. It's important to us that it will occur. And these two things cannot be together. Usually not. I can cause corrections, and I can understand them or not understand them, to see them or not. Turkey 3.
Good morning. My friend is asking, Direl, what does it mean to be included in the group? And is it a correction?
To be incorporated in the group, that's the necessary correction that everyone needs to be in it. And the main correction, and thus after Matan Torah, the article, the giving of Torah, Bala Sulam wrote the article, the Arvut, mutual guarantee, that only according to, without the rule of the mutual Arvut, we don't reach the correction of the vessel, and then we don't reach the revelation of the light that blossomed at the time of the breaking of the vessel. That is the generality of the upper light, and then thus our entire reality that we are in, that we exist in, that we've received this invitation for a correction, all this we cannot realize.
Barur.
Is that clear?
No, Nikolai Shadacharon, PT 31.
Hopefully the last one, PT 31.
A question of a friend from the 10 who is now in the Congress of the Fathers and Sons. He's saying, we're here in the Fathers and Sons Convention. We would like to evoke envy in the friends, in our children, so they would like to be a part of this special thing that we all belong to. How do we give an example to the friends so we can awaken this desire in them?
We need to think about it and to think how we make such creations, some activities by which the children can understand what we are engaging in, and to appreciate the corrections that we are doing in all of humanity. The importance of our work, that we are the most advanced part of all humanity. And as a group, we truly a big group, a unique one, and is in care of the Creator. It's progress which is not so easy. It is slow because the volume is high. It's big. Nonetheless, we need to think about the importance of the work. And kids will also then be impressed from it. It passes to them even without words. The importance that a person gives his effort, his work, it is felt in his environment. Belarus.
Раб, скажите вот о том, что человек это маленький мир. То, что он мне показывает несовершенство через товарища и через мир,
and the Creator is showing me my lack of perfection, of wholeness through the friends, through the world. Does this bring me to having to correct my perception? Is that how it works?
Yes, that I feel the world and feel it in a manner that's lowly. It says about my attitude to the world and to the Creator. I need to bring myself to a state that I will see the world which correctly and good, and everyone is coming closer and in whole Arvut, and the Creator fills everyone. That is the true form that exists. And this, that I see something that's very far from this state, it only shows just how much I need to go through degrees of correction.
Okay. So,
no, we have more. Mark 6.
Да, спасибо, учитель. Что делать, если я чувствую, что избегаю даже разговора?
What should I do if I feel that I'm running away even to, from the discussions about the Arvut? I feel it's not for me, it's not achievable, there's no point in even talking about it.
אנחנו צריכים בכוח
להיכנס. We need by force to enter such states that we don't want to be in them, rather passively. Passively, yes, I want to go in and poke around and feel and understand without any obligation. That's the key. So initially that's how we want. Just like we go to some movie theater, yes. We're incorporated in some process, but it's not ours. I go watch the movie, and I leave. Just like we say, ah, it's a movie. It passes on us, over us, and that's it. We're impressed from it, incorporated from it. It educates us. But nonetheless, we need it. Thus, to be in a group, to be incorporated in Arvut, to be present in it, in the most passive manner even, is still incorporation. And that's what is up there, is upon each and every one. This that a person is not even capable of being in it, I can understand. I had also very great rejection, repulsion from being connected with others, especially in this, that I was always with Rabash, and he disconnected me from the others. And we'll talk about this maybe sometime. What am I trying to say here? We need to enter Arvut even without any obligation. And we're not making any criticism of this on anyone. even, you know, they said he's on the boat, and whatever he can participate, let him participate. They said we need to give each and every one some role, even at a spiritual one, rather a corporeal one in the group, also good. And we'll advance this way. Support. The main thing is support along the way.
Mark 15.
The question by a friend. How to correctly pass on a message of awakening from my heart to the friend?
It's written on this, the heart understands. How do I send from my heart some message to the friend's hearts? I don't know, I need to only think about this and make an effort to perform it, and also request of the Creator that will help me in this. And thus we'll advance. That's it. All right. If so, what are we doing next, Michael?
We can move on to read tests in our observation.
All right.
So we'll have a song before, then move on.
Yes, yes, of course. Let's sing.
To know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. You know, inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a quest to the light. And inside your sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love.
turn to dust, there's nothing more to do. And in the ashes of our hearts, we're standing before you. There's nowhere left for us to run, no more lies to hold on to. After every song has been sung, it's only you that we will turn to.
Сегодня пред тобой и желаем быть как ты, исполнены любви, красоты, доброты и чистоты.